Podcast Network, supported by the most renowned success stories in business today. Subscribe today and never miss another show on EPN.
This is Dr. Bill Lampton, and welcome to the Speech Coaching Radio Show, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. My speech coaching advice today revolves around the biggest communication blunders of the year 2011 and the lessons that we can learn from them. We'll be talking about the goofs, the gaffes, and the glitches that brought the most embarrassment. Here's my list of the inglorious winners for 2011, along with the lessons their mistakes offer. Number one, in Spartanburg, South Carolina, Michelle Bachmann urged the crowd to join her in celebrating Elvis Presley's birthday. Thinking that was a grand applause line, she was stunned by the tepid response. Turns out that August 16th wasn't the rock and roll king's birthday. Quite the reverse, as that was the date of his death 34 years ago. The lesson? Check your facts or have somebody else do that before you speak. Number two, following a gaudy, much-ballyhooed wedding ceremony, Kim Kardashian announced the end of her marriage after 72 days, citing irreconcilable differences. The lesson? Every married couple faces irreconcilable differences. Wise up, Kim. Your next boyfriend and you will have them, and you'll encounter them with all of your future husbands. Those of us who stay married to each other recognize that the irreconcilable differences are going to stay there, aren't as devastating as we first thought, and can be tolerated. Eventually, both the husband and wife can learn to laugh at their foibles and differences. Number three, Mitt Romney bet Rick Perry $10,000 that Romney didn't support a national health care program based on the one Romney had championed in Massachusetts. The lesson? Never flaunt your affluence. When a tenth of the United States is out of work, and a large percentage of those employed are pinching pennies because they don't know when they will be downsized, disengaged, or whatever else means they'll no longer get a paycheck. Announcing your ability to make a five-figure wager doesn't keep you in touch with the men and women who are deciding which candidate understands their plight. Number four, Rick Perry, though, had his own oops moment when he insisted he would eliminate three government agencies soon after his inauguration. Commerce, education, and for 47 agonizing seconds, he tried to think of the third agency he had targeted but couldn't. Shortly afterward, he spoofed himself on David Letterman's show, hoping that self-deprecating humor could repair the damage. The lesson? Don't promise to do more than you can even remember yourself. Number five, Alec Baldwin continued to play a Words with Friends game on his phone after American Airlines flight attendants asked him to shut down the device as the crew prepared for takeoff. Baldwin went nuclear and then deplaned involuntarily after confronting attendants with impolite language. Interviewed afterward, Baldwin lamented that he was singled out by this woman in the most unpleasant of tones. He equated commercial airline travel to riding a Greyhound bus, monitored by attendants who resembled a 1950s gym teacher on duty. The lesson? When you've broken the rules and continued to do that after several warnings, admit your mistake. Assume the blame yourself, without chiding others who are just doing their job. Number six, when New York Representative Anthony Weiner sent lewd pictures of a portion of his anatomy to a woman via Twitter. As the scandal broke, he proclaimed repeatedly, "Somebody hacked my account." Turns out the early reports were an understatement, because Weiner ultimately confessed that he had used his anatomical photographic skill to woo at least six women. The lesson: blaming the Internet for something you caused yourself is like blaming your car for crashing after you left a bar at 4 a.m. Number 7. Discussing a golf match between President Obama and House Speaker John Boehner, Hank Williams Jr. said the links pairing was comparable to having Adolf Hitler play 18 holes with Benjamin Netanyahu. Almost immediately, ESPN dropped Williams' theme song from the Monday Night Football opening segment. The lesson: be careful about comparisons. Hitler was a bad guy, very evil, murdered millions of people, devastated the face of Europe, worst racist in history. Whatever your opinion of the President of the United States, you aren't smart to mention the President in the same sentence that refers to Herr Hitler. Number 8. Of course, the President himself voiced a disconnect between his brain and his tongue more than once. Prime example, when meeting with a jobs council in Durham, North Carolina, he responded to those who said that cumbersome government regulations were blocking work on America's infrastructure, a program Obama had championed. The President answered, "Shovel ready," was not as shovel ready as we expected. The lesson: humor at the wrong time will backfire horribly. Cute play on words, Mr. President. However, the council didn't want a quip. They wanted your commitment to facilitate thousands of jobs for people eager to rejoin the employment arena. Number 9, Vice President Joe Biden took a 25-second nap during President Obama's speech touting his deficit reduction plan. YouTube helped make Biden's snoozing infamous to tens of thousands of viewers. The lesson: you don't even have to speak to make a major communication blunder. The experts are right. Body language transmits unmistakably clear messages. Number 10, on the highly popular weekly TV football show College Game Day, Lee Corso became careless while talking about the game between the University of Houston and SMU. Defying the odds makers who assured a Houston win, Corso picked up an SMU microphone and shouted the F word. And he wasn't referring to the cheerleaders' typical plea for the team to fight. The lesson: be careful with your customary daily lingo. Ed McMahon, Johnny Carson's sidekick on The Tonight Show for 30 years, claimed in his autobiography that he never used profanity off the air because he was afraid that offensive words could become habitual, and he would use them during a broadcast. Rather wise advice, because our daily habits become quite transparent when the spotlight hits us and tension mounts. Thanks for tuning in to the Speech Coaching Radio Show here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. This has been Dr. Bill Lampton.
This is the ePodcast Network.